Radio.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Wait, wrong song. That one goes dun 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 dun.
It's a little bitch is the
right
part that matters.
Right.
Saw that video.
Totally didn't rip each other off. No. Or not rip each other off. Queen totally did this first, but anyway. It is way too early Wednesday.
And we are Steve-O and Mitch.
We are. I don't know which one I am this morning.
I don't think it really matters quite yet.
Okay, good. It's that time of morning where you're exhausted and you really don't want to get up, but you have to. So what song do you want to hear to get you going in the morning? I always like to hear Under Pressure by Queen. That's my jam. Here we go. Yeah!
It's not just Queen.
Yes, true.
Oh, look at Steve taking care of us.
It's because it's way too early Wednesday.
It is way too early Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
He brought us coffee. Thank you.
Anyways, it's way too early Wednesday.
It's a good song.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I know Thebes is up.
Yeah. Way to...
I do.
Out, but that's okay.
Static.
Hey, you guys should play Already Over by Red.
Already Over by Red.
Okay.
Is that going to wake you up this morning?
It's not too loud.
All right.
But is it Already Over? Because that's like, the day's just beginning. Are you sure you want to hear Already Over?
Yeah, it's a great song.
Okay.
We can do that for you, man.
Thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/mystaticradio. What do you want to hear on this way too early Wednesday? I'm excited for the show today.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Some interesting stuff.
Yeah, man. Some stories that just make you want to punch things.
Yeah, I've one of the stories we have, I've read a lot of controversy on it.
Yeah, talking about the candy?
Yeah.
The quote-unquote candy?
The candy.
Yeah, Albuquerque and the National... News.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to one TV show that is filmed here and a local candy shop. We'll talk about that coming up, but it's way too early Wednesday, so we got to get your jams on.
That's right.
So what do you want to hear? Facebook.com/mystaticradio or, of course, 505-338-3700. We already got one phone call this morning for some Red. So without further ado, let's kick off way too early Wednesday.
Here it goes.
All right. Song's called Already Over. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Reinventing your exit right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
That's a good one.
Yeah?
That's a great song.
That one going out to...
Someone. Sorry.
I think it was Nelvin.
Yeah.
Nelvin wanted to hear it.
Get your requests in.
10 hours of working with 4 more hours to go. Needed something to keep him going.
I hope that helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
That hurts me.
It is way too early Wednesday. Hey, real quick reminder. Coming up. 5 p.m. this Sunday evening at Calvary of Albuquerque, Pastor Skip Heitzig going to be hosting a local Harvest America.
Yes.
Greg Laurie, this is huge. I've heard a few churches in Albuquerque, actually,
yep,
who are coming on board and putting together a Harvest America. In fact, it's not too late to plan your own if you're listening. It's also not too late to let people know about Harvest America. You can check out details at harvestamerica.com. But the Harvest Crusade, Greg Laurie, mm-hmm, normally in Anaheim at Angel Stadium.
Yes.
Every year. And this year, no different. However, they're doing something very, very cool. We're going to have different campuses, basically.
It's like a satellite campus.
Video casting it.
Yeah.
And so Calvary of Albuquerque is going to be doing that this Sunday night, 5 p.m. You can check out all the details at calvaryabq.org, but huge.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I'm going to actually end up being a counselor.
No way.
So I will be there.
That is awesome.
Yes.
All right. I like that. That's going down this Sunday night, 5 p.m. right here at Calvary of Albuquerque. A few churches in town jumping on board.
Yep.
So check to see if your church is getting involved. If they're not, please come on down to Calvary of Albuquerque. It's going to be
amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool. I'm excited to see what happens and what God does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Very, very cool. So way too early Wednesday, and yeah, good morning. We want to play your music for you.
Let's see.
Whatever you want to hear.
Thebe says Tantrum of the Muse.
Tantrum
of the Muse. I have no idea what that is. And Trisha, lovely Trisha Walker.
Yay!
Has posted. She said, good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. You twinkle above. So what am I reading? We twinkle below. Oh, yeah, this isn't the oldie station. Okay. She says, you probably have no idea where the lyrics came from. So true, Trisha. I'm sorry.
The funny thing about that is,
you know,
good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. I didn't think of the song. I thought of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory because Johnny Depp says that.
No way.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's a line he says
apparently
in the film.
It's a song.
And I had no idea it was a song
until just now.
So thank you for pointing that out, Trisha Walker.
Apparently Johnny Depp is really cool.
Yeah, he's pretty
amazing. And Trisha.
I like that dude.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
What do I want to hear?
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay. All right. Static.
Morning, you were looking for a laugh track yesterday?
Yeah.
Steve, you need to use as a laugh track the mouse who sits on Jabba the Hutt's stomach.
Yes, Salacious Crumb. Is that weird that I'm a nerd and know that?
It's so weird.
I didn't know his name.
His name is Salacious Crumb.
Alrighty.
That is...
I will definitely dig that up because that'd be a great laugh track.
Alrighty.
Alright, man. Thanks for the call. You too.
Okay.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Why are you shaking your head at me?
Why do you know that?
Because I love Star Wars.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I know that there's nothing wrong with that until you know things that other Star Wars geeks don't know.
Everybody knows that his name is Salacious Crumb.
Of course. Everyone
if you're
knows.
A Star Wars nerd, you should know that.
Okay, whatever.
You should know that.
Of course. Can I
play some Blindside?
You can play Blindside. Ooh, that'd be good. You know what I was listening to this past weekend that I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard this in so long. And they're not really an active band at the moment.
Huh.
Some Jonesetta.
Ooh. I love those guys too.
Popularity.
All right.
Album. So good.
We can play some Jonesetta.
Is that too old? Is that too...
No, what are you talking about? I'm playing some older Blindside.
Oh, okay. Well, then, good bands. We want to hear good music.
Yeah, there you go. It's way too early Wednesday. Let us know what you want to hear right now. This is one of my favorite songs from Blindside. It's called When I Remember, and it always breaks my heart.
Yes.
I love this track.
Me too.
So let the music just, this morning, penetrate your heart.
Take it in?
I don't know.
It's going to be good.
This is such a great song. Because, you know, we all have those times in our lives where we allow whatever, complacency, just the everyday junk to take over,
yeah.
And we kind of just forget who we are. We forget who we belong to. And this song is all about when you remember. That moment you remember that you belong to Christ. That mm-hmm. moment that you remember and how he just washes over you mm-hmm. and takes care of everything. So no matter where you've been, no matter what you've been through, gosh, his grace is sufficient. And it doesn't matter what yesterday was. It matters what you do with today, you know? And so something I'm just dwelling on right now.
You're remembering.
I am remembering.
That's
and I
cool.
love it. It's amazing to see God move and work. And so Blindside, When I Remember. It's way too early Wednesday. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I give you permission to speak before.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It's way too early, bro. 6:32 now.
For real.
We're just hanging out with you. Playing some jams.
Yes.
That last one for Thebes, Tantrum of the Muse.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It obviously had a muse for that song. Get it? Tantrum. No?
Wow. Static.
Hey. How's it going?
Dude, it is going well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Could you guys play Firewalk With Me by Abel?
Firewalk With Me by Abel.
Mm-hmm.
We will totally play that for you.
Thanks.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We've gotten a lot of requests. We've got some Tall Heart on the way, some Civil Twilight, some POD. We just got a request for Abel. I know we got a Demon Hunter request. We've seen lots and lots of requests already this morning.
Lots.
So our way too early Wednesday, almost filled up. So you can get your requests in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Do we really get a request for the German version of 99
and
red
it's
balloons?
Not a joke. They say seriously, the German version of 99 red balloons. Seriously. Oh, look.
Really?
Oh, no.
We also got one from Herc asking for some Alice Cooper, but I don't have that.
Yeah. Like, we understand he's a believer now, but we still don't have it in our system.
I don't have it.
So
I could go get it, maybe.
Maybe. Mm, yeah.
Probably not.
The end.
We're going to keep way too early. Wednesday going.
We have to.
Got a phone call for some Abel. Fire Walk With Me. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
I never want this to end.
Why? I don't even know what she's saying.
Right. We kind of do.
Good morning. I think I just found a new song I want to play underneath this all the time.
All the time.
This one's for Nate Hook, who seriously wanted to hear the German version of 99 Red Balloons. Right here.
I never want this to end.
Way too early Wednesday.
I wanted to start singing again. What is she saying?
I don't know what she's saying. I don't speak German.
Well, I'm sure the lyrics... We have the lyrics in English.
I'm sure we do. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Good morning. Got a lot of requests this morning. Got some House of Heroes, some Civil Twilight, some Tall Heart on the way, and Stever.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
It's something like... It's something like war is really bad or something like that.
Really?
Weapons of mass destruction are bad.
I can barely hear you. This German girl's just going off.
How's that?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, it's like an anti-war song.
Ah.
I think.
And so that's why you have balloons?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Hey, I don't write them, man.
Okay. And there it is. It's way too early Wednesday. Playing your music, obviously. We're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
With some not German music.
But you're welcome, Nate.
Yeah. You're welcome, bro. We played as much as we could.
Yep.
Keeping it going with some Civil Twilight. The song's called Fire Escape. Their latest. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It is going to be like hitting a pinata filled with hornets.
On Static Radio.
Yep. We are just about done.
That was fast.
With Way Too Early Wednesday.
And that song is such a good song, but it stresses me out.
Why?
I've just been thinking about the word if.
If?
For so long now that it's not even a word.
If?
If. Can you believe that that's a word?
If.
It's stressing me out.
Why?
Because how is
it's
if
two letters?
It's two letters. We if. Skip over it. If I were to do this, what would you do? See, if. That's
if.
It's the if is the crazy part. That's the whole sentence. That makes the entire sentence, and I just skip over it as if it's nothing.
Jeez. You gonna be okay?
I'm just stressed out. I'm good, though.
Are you under pressure?
Just a little. It's looking down on me.
It's gonna be okay. If you just calm down.
Okay. I'm a little stressed out.
Actually, I remember there was like a test that you know, it was like counting the F's in a paragraph or something like that.
Yeah.
And our minds skip over that word altogether.
Yeah. I remember
just
taking
weird.
That.
Weird.
And we definitely do skip over like a good 50% of them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's actually 24. I'm like, no, there's not.
No, there's not. I counted them all.
I counted them all. There are 12.
It was amazing because I remember... I can't remember who it was that took the test here as well, and you went along with their finger, and it was like, wah, and they would just skip right over ifs or ups or whatever.
It's like you have to like look at every single letter, letter and
Sputnik. Two ducks walk from Roma. Two duck walks from Roma.
Oh, you should just
two duck.
I think they're mostly just joking about the name.
Failed.
It's okay.
I failed!
It's okay.
So check it out. First of all, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. The Mars rover, it's called the Curiosity. It's going to move. It's doing things. First of all, can I just say we have a robot in space?
Yeah.
We've mentioned this already this morning. But it's kind of freaking me out, man.
Apparently, there's a lot of robots in space, and the Curiosity is not the only one.
I think it just hit me.
Jason just hit us with some facts.
Oh, snap.
That's right. He said there's a lot of robots. There are a lot of robots in space. Curiosity rover is only the latest on Mars. A decade ago, we sent Spirit and Opportunity, two rovers that are operated well past their cutoff times, apparently. So that's cool.
Great. So they're starting a colony on Mars. Robot colony on Mars.
Yeah. Shh. It's okay. Curiosity is about the size of a small car.
Okay.
This is how Transformers start.
I know!
It's amazing.
It's not good.
So it's got less... Curiosity has less computing power than our iPhone.
Oh, no.
It's also nuclear-powered.
It's like Wally.
It's also nuclear-powered, and much of its weight is from radiation shielding to protect the computer. I'm believing all of this. This is what Jason posted.
It's true. It's on the internet. It's all true.
And this is... This is something.
It's all true.
My discernment tells me not to believe this next part.
Okay.
He says your cell phone signals don't actually go through space. When you send a text, it goes to your provider's network tower, then to a big switch where it's sent to the either.
No, it goes to space. It's lies.
That's what I said. Where it's
he
sent
works for the government.
Obviously, he's trying to keep us from.
He's trying to keep us from the truth. The truth is out there.
I replied to him. Don't worry. I said,
fight the future.
Our cell phones totally go through signals. Totally go through space just for fun, like. We know they're going through space.
Yeah. Why am I having such a hard time with space this morning?
I mean,
Star Wars is obviously real. I've taken that as fact my whole life. So how is this weird news to me?
It's just weird. Maybe it's like one of those like, wow, this actually happens.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Except, hold on. Can I break some news to you?
Yeah.
Star Wars isn't real.
It's okay that you think that. It's okay that you don't understand.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just, here's why people don't think it's real. It's because it happened a long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Far, far away. See, you couldn't have known that it's real because, you know, it happened so long ago that our history books don't tell the real stories.
Of course.
George Lucas has tried, but even George Lucas, much like other religions, keeps changing his history. In trilogy.
Are you referring to Rhino Hubbard?
Adding new things and new technology. As technology advances, he changes his mind on things.
This is how crazy things come about.
I'm telling you.
And we convince many actors in the world that it's true.
Yeah. And George Lucas. Yeah. No, of course I do not believe Star Wars is real.
I know, of course.
Okay.
I'm just like trying to convince everyone else that Ron Hubbard is also not real.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's real, but...
He's real.
But his book is also fiction.
Crazy. Okay, sweet. The Curiosity stretched its neck, flexed its arm, wiggled its toes. It's set to make its first drive on Mars after engineers at Jet Propulsion Laboratory send it instructions tonight. Here's the deal, man. They're sending it instructions from Earth to Mars. That's pretty rad.
That is really cool.
It's insane, but it's awesome.
Obviously really pumped about this.
I just hadn't thought about it. Speaking of technologies and sciences, something I want to mention. Coming up this Sunday night, 5 p.m. actually, right here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yes.
We're sending technology through space to our campus
it's
here.
It's just going
to
go out to space.
Through
and
satellites.
Play around a little bit and then come on back.
Yeah. every year... Pastor Greg Laurie does something called Harvest Crusade, and it's super fresh. It's always in California and at Angel Stadium.
Yes.
Like, you know, the mecca of baseball. In my opinion. every year there's, you know, it's crazy and there's bands and then he gives like this incredible message and Levi Lesko's been a part of it and it's always been super fresh. Well, this year they're doing something different. It's called Harvest America. They're going to be doing satellite feeds, basically, to different campuses around the nation. And you guys can be a part of it. This Sunday, 5 p.m. at Calvary of Albuquerque, Pastor Skip Heitz is going to be hosting it. Live local music. And come party with us.
Yes. That's going to be... It's what time is it again?
Harvest America, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
And here's the other thing that you could be doing right now, preparing for Harvest America, praying.
Yeah.
Pray for the Harvest team. Pray for the local teams. You're going to be part of the local team.
Yes, I will.
You're going to be a counselor?
Yes.
That's rad, dude.
Calvary Albuquerque, so I'm excited for that.
So pray for hearts to be prepared to hear the message of the gospel and to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It's going to be a big event.
Yes.
And so
it's already a big event just in California alone. Now it's going to be spread throughout campuses throughout America.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm excited. I'm really excited for this. And I've never seen it either, so.
Yeah, it's also not too late to jump on board and help out with Harvest America. You can check out all the details at harvestamerica.com, or if you're local to the Albuquerque area, there's a few churches here in town that are going to be taking part in it. Calvary of Albuquerque, I know, is doing it for sure. Mm-hmm. CalvaryABQ.org for details on that. But get involved. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, it will.
And you're going to be there.
I will.
So it'll be fresh.
For show.
Faux show?
Faux show.
7:14.
Oh.
You ready for traffic?
Sure.
All right. Good morning.
Hola.
Welcome to the show, 7:30 now. It's Wednesday.
It is.
They're talking a little bit about the Mars Curiosity.
Yeah, we got some more science facts, some more science stuff posted on our Facebook. Question, what's better than not having a cat? Answer, having a cat to drop several times to figure out why they always land on their feet.
That is rad.
It's followed up by a video, you flip the cats.
Oh, man.
It's an actual science experiment, so.
Where they took a cat and flipped it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
To see if it would always land on its feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems... Like, I'm not a cat fan, but that just seems lame.
No, they love it. It's like a game to them.
To cats.
To cats.
It's like a game to them.
Not to us. It's a science experiment to us.
That's awful.
I've never done it.
Wow.
Never
I wish
will.
I could say I never did that.
You used to flip cats?
We had cats. When we were kids, we used to, like, go to the, like, we were in a second, like, a two-story house. Mm-hmm. We would go up to the second, you know,
drop
like,
it.
Over the railing just to see. They always landed on their feet.
That's so good.
Yeah, but I was a jerk kid. I wasn't a scientist who was trying to like experiment and say, hey, this is why cats land on their feet.
Yeah, I never did that. I've always just been really nice to my cats.
Yeah.
I have a cat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. She always lands on her feet. I never tried.
Dude, I'll tell you what. We are going through this Ravi Zacharias book right now. He had an illustration about his dog, and I can't ever say that I was truly an animal person.
Right.
You know, it was like, I love, pets are cool, I guess, but until recently, I wasn't really an animal person, and a little over a year ago, we got Indiana Jones, my dog,
mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I can't believe how much things have changed, because now I'm definitely a dog person, because I dig him. He's cool.
You get it? But, he digs.
Ravi Zacharias was talking about the scripture in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. And it's talking about the children of God and how they, you know, Israel, man, over and over and over, how they rebelled and rebelled
right.
and rebelled. And then they would change their ways and they'd rebel and they'd change their ways and they'd rebel. But Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3 says, the ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. And he started to talk about how the ox knows its owner. The donkey knows its master.
Yeah.
And dogs are so loyal. My dog is so loyal, like follows me everywhere.
Right.
To a point where it drives Chrissy crazy at home because she'll be doing something in the fridge and then turn around and almost trip because Indiana's like right at her feet. She's always like, get out of my way, you know, like because he just constantly has to be by my side or Chrissy's side.
Yeah.
If one of us gets up, he gets up and he mm-hmm. follows us. And if, you know, like I'm in the living room and I go into the bedroom, he was lying down on his bed in the living room, which is right by the couch where I was sitting. And I got up and I went to the bedroom and I sat on her bed and I was reading. And I got up and I didn't even notice. I got up and I almost stepped on him because he was like right by my side at the foot of the bed. And it's just crazy to think about, you know, scripture talking about how, you know, the ox who knows his master and the donkey who understands. And do we have that loyalty to God?
Yeah.
You know, are we loyal like our animals are loyal to us? They get it. They understand their master. And we serve a God who created us. He is... Mm-hmm. He's our master.
Right.
And yet, do we have that loyalty? Do we want to serve him? Do we want to be close to him? Do we want to be near him? And man, that flipped me upside down and I couldn't believe it. It was like, did my dog just draw me closer to the Lord?
Right. Seriously.
How did that happen?
Right.
But it I mean, truly,
it
touched me. The
loyalty of a dog is bigger than our loyalty to God.
Yeah, dude. And so it was like, you know what? I want to be that loyal. I want to follow God, you know, mm-hmm. to a point where he goes, I go. And whatever he says, whatever, you know, wherever he leads, that I just kind of go along with it. Kind of like my dog just kind of follows me everywhere, no matter what. Because I'm his owner. I'm his master. And he understands that. So we as God's children need to understand that. So anyways, I don't know where that came from, but
the cat thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I know. I totally feel you. My dogs listen to me. Like, they listen to me. I don't know why. They just listen to me.
Yeah.
So when I say sit, they sit. When I say go outside, they go outside. And when I say eat, they eat.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't drink. If
I can't believe you were telling me about that.
Yeah. So I have, like, I can point to their food and say, eat your food, and they'll eat their food.
Right.
And so the other day, I couldn't believe it. I fed my dogs and I walked away and I came back and one of my dogs is just staring at me. None of the food has been touched. I'm like, and it's been like 15 minutes at this point. And I felt so bad. And it reminded me of what we read in the Ravi Zacharias book as well. Like, man, my dog is so loyal to me. He wouldn't even eat until I told him to eat.
Right.
He was just like these just big staring. Puppy dog eyes just staring at me. I was like, I am so sorry. Eat your food. And I felt terrible because he listens to me.
Right.
I was like, okay, thank you.
Staring
seriously.
At food like, I'm so hungry. This looks so tasty. Shouldn't say I could eat it yet.
Yeah, I told my other dog that she could eat her food, and I didn't tell my other...
Because
I feed them separately, otherwise...
Lame.
Yeah.
Oh.
I felt
even worse.
So bad.
Yeah, so what an amazing analogy and a great reminder that for all of us animal people, if we're dog owners, I wouldn't say cat owners, because can cats even be loyal? I mean, let's be honest.
There's a few cats who can, like, I don't know about loyalty, but they listen to instruction.
No, they do not. I grew up with cats, and what they did was they clawed the couch, and they tore everything up, and then they were like, whatever, and then you'd be hanging out, and they'd, I'm going to come snuggle for a second, but now I don't feel, you know, then I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'm just going to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, it wasn't that way. My dog, like, he's my bro. I love him.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's cool. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a lot to talk about today, including... One candy shop, local candy shop, in the news nationally. Oh, man.
And it's controversial.
Slightly.
I guess we'll wait to talk about it. But it's controversial, and I see why, but it's crazy to me.
Yeah, quite controversial. We'll talk about that. Also, a bus driver left a boy at the wrong bus stop. Unbelievable. We got a lot to talk about this morning. We'll get to the methamphetamine candy. Right around the corner. Right now, it's Arcade Fire. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Static Radio. Just heard from Say Anything, Culture Shock. I love that.
Yeah.
Lyrics punch me in the face every time.
I know.
It's like, I know I can.
I just went through that, and we just watched a video. We were like, what the heck? That's so amazing. Why can't we do that? We can do that. And Say Anything just told us we can.
Stever just said, you got to come see this. And a man built a 12-foot roller coaster in the backyard for his son.
And it's safe.
Oh, cool. Thanks for making me feel like crap. Because I'm not nearly as cool a dad as that.
That's amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was made out of PVC pipe, and he made a little track, basically, in the backyard that doesn't really work unless you push him. So he has to get a stick and, like, push the kid.
He pushes him up the hill, and then he goes down.
And then...
It's so cool.
Down and around, and then, all right, got to push him back up again.
But it didn't look that hard, because he's a little
kid. It was pretty cool. But anyway, Say Anything, actually. Those guys are rocking a tour soon. And Tall Heart.
Oh, yeah.
One of our artists here that we found through Steven when he was out here in May. Steven from Amberlin introduced us to those guys. They are actually going on tour with Say Anything. So
yes.
Pretty crazy.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, dude, that's going to be a crazy tour.
Yeah.
So anyways, good morning. 7:46 now, and we teased it a minute ago. a local candy shop in Old Town actually selling candy modeled after the infamous blue meth on AMC's hit TV series Breaking Bad.
Yes.
No.
No. But it's true.
It is true. I guess what happened is the owner says it's a super saturated sugar solution that grows up a string, and they did this for the show when it first started 3 years ago, Breaking Bad, filmed here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and they got them their rock candy, basically. Yeah. And so it was this candy shop that gave them the prop to use as basically the blue stuff
right.
That they use on the show, Breaking Bad, as crystal meth. Now, here's where...
And it literally is just that candy that we see. It's usually on a stick, and it's rock candy. Like, right. it looks like it's just little sugar crystals.
Right, and so she started making it for the show Breaking Bad, and she said since then, she saw Bryan Cranston on a TV interview with the little bags of blue meth, you know, the fake blue rock candy.
Yeah.
And she said, well, might as well just roll with it. And she's been rocking the blue ever since. She says she makes about 50 to 70 bags a day.
And they're all sold.
But because of the national news attention that she's been getting lately, she's actually had to make more because of the recent spike in interest. So here's the deal. I want to talk about it. I'm not going to say the name of the shop.
Right.
But I wanted to talk about this because, of course, watching it on the news, you know, law enforcement officials are like, this is the worst idea in the universe. Move over candy cigarettes. Something else to be furious about. This candy looks like a little bag of meth, crystal meth, and it's made to look that way purposefully, mm-hmm. and they sell it to anybody. It's not like, hey, you have to be 18 to buy this. It's just candy.
Right.
So they're selling it to anybody, and it looks like meth. It's the prop they've used for the first three seasons anyways for Breaking Bad as their blue stuff, as their meth. So the question is, is this acceptable? What do you guys think? 505-338-3700, the phone number. But yeah, local candy shop now slinging crystal meth candy. And apparently it's very popular. Out-of-state fans are stopping in to get the Breaking Bad quote-unquote prop. A father and son from Austin, Texas actually stopped into the store to get some this last week. Quote, my cousin called and said, hey, I heard that there was a store selling Breaking Bad candy. So they popped over, checked it out, and of course, it's gotten mixed reviews. Fans of the show love it, and you know, I've been buying it up ever since because it's like, hey, check it out! It's like the exact same stuff that you can see on the television show Breaking Bad. But as I said, law enforcement officials are saying, what's to stop a kid from seeing this and then seeing a real bag of meth and not discerning the difference because they look exactly the same,
right?
And yeah. Ingesting some meth. So, what do you think? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so this candy, is it going to cause somebody to stumble?
But man,
it could.
It very well could. It looks like I said. This candy store was the store that the producers went to for the actual prop for the show. So this is actually what they used on the show. As their crystal meth.
Yeah.
So
I mean, people who are not Christians are worried about it. And so,
yeah, in a sense of, hey man, you're selling a candy that looks like meth. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts?
I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Because it can cause somebody that might have had an addiction.
Yeah.
To stumble. So yeah. I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Let us know what you think. Owner of a local candy shop started selling blue-tinted snack that's, you know, sugar rocks.
Yeah.
But it looks like the stuff they use on Breaking Bad because,
right.
well, it is the stuff they used seasons one
the
through three.
The exact stuff.
Yeah, as props. And she thought, why not capitalize on this? Why not make some money on it? It's not doing any harm. It's just candy. But we want to know what you think. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah,
I'll post the story so people can actually read it there.
Yeah,
should I?
It's yeah. I mean, you can. It'll so for those that actually want to check it out, they can. But I'm not going to say yeah.
It's made national headlines.
I'm not going to say the name of the candy shop because I don't want to support that. To be honest, I'm not a fan. I don't agree with it at all. The idea of selling a candy that looks like, you know,
yeah, and
methamphetamines. Are you kidding me?
And staying neutral for me, like I see where she was like, oh, that's a total moneymaker. I totally like.
Yeah.
He went on a night show and talked about it, and you know, here's what we use. This is what it is. And she's like, oh, dang, bling bling.
Right.
But on the flip side, oh, totally. The
right.
cops are going to be freaking out because, you know, you don't know. People are going to be trying to sell it fake now, and it's going to be crazy.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Can't complain. Good. How you doing?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to give you guys my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous, to be honest. Like, seriously, what are they going to have next?
Right.
You know?
Right.
If they're allowing this for kids to have access to... They're going to think, oh, it's okay. And, you know, it's already bad enough, the drugs in the school, in elementary school, you know?
Right.
And how are the kids going to distinguish, oh, is this meth or is this candy? Can we eat it or can we not? Because if you ingest meth, you're a goner. You know what I'm saying?
And that's it. That's what the deputy was saying on the news story I saw last night. And that's exactly it. A kid's not going to know the difference. If he ingests it, it will kill him. He will overdose on meth. And so... It's absolutely terrifying.
And what's crazy is that we read a lot of stories. Being a radio show, we read a lot of stories.
Yeah.
And I've read countless stories of, so a little kid brought cocaine from their parent to show and tell today to class. So if they find this bag and it looks like candy and it's actually methamphetamines, are they going to eat it? It's dangerous. It's a dangerous thing.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yo, 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 what is going on?
What up?
Hey, this is Brian Emerson.
Hey, Brian Emerson!
Well, I just got to say, I was listening, and I think it's a little bit cray-cray. Somebody's trying to make some of the blue.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, I do enjoy the show personally.
Okay.
And when the season premiere happened, we did make some fake, really bad rock candy that it just didn't turn out and it wasn't good. So just don't do it.
You made a bad batch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not good.
Now, okay, so here's a question. You being a fan of the show, and you did this in your own home. Do you believe that there's a difference between, hey, man, it's just among friends, obviously it's just candy, and a candy store selling this to the general public?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I think is kind of crazy because, you know, I would never want anybody else to, you know, have something like that. That's just fake. I mean, it's like, you know, candy cigarettes on a different level.
And right.
Like, but, you know, it was kind of like a ha-ha funny joke, and we did it, and we were like, okay, well, that was that.
Yeah. And you're all adults.
But I would never, ever sell it or...
right.
Okay.
Right. So...
Yeah. No way.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Brian Emerson.
All right, yo.
All right, man. That dude is hilarious.
Obviously.
He's
sounds
cool.
Funny.
I like that guy. Static.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is one of those... Yeah, it's where morals come in.
Yeah.
Is yes, you can do it.
Right.
But should you do it? And this candy store, I don't know, 30 years ago, had the controversy of the adult candy.
Yeah.
And I was out there a couple of months ago getting some fudge, and she had a very adult, someone was picking up a cake, very adult themed.
Right.
It's adult, but you can do it, but should you do it? And that's where morals kick in. And sadly, we have very little morals anymore in this country.
Yeah.
And that's what it all boils down to.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right, 505-338-3700. And he does bring up a good point. My wife was talking about it, and I can't remember if it was a bachelor party or something, you know. Bachelorette party, you know, and they had gotten some stuff from there. And it's right. This isn't the first time that this candy store has been in the news because she does adult themed candies. She does all kinds of stuff. And so it's not new to her specifically, but it's like, my kids will never go in that store. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's ridiculous. And I don't know, you know, where the boundaries are, but I mean, we're talking about a candy that looks exactly like crystal meth.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? 505-338-3700. Static.
I have kids in elementary school.
Yeah.
So now I have to warn them, don't touch anything.
Right.
In a baggie. And what's next? Are they going to start doing candy heroin?
Right. See, right. And this is what I, who knows where the line will ever be drawn. I know the police obviously were not happy in any way, shape, or form. And they, you know, talking about it on the news about that very thing is the children and having to educate our kids, which on one hand, it's like, yeah, I have a first and third grader and having to talk to them about that. That's it. I mean, they know not to accept anything from anyone. However, yeah. What's it coming to with that?
It's scary. It's scary. Yeah. You warn your kids not even to eat the pixie sticks.
Right.
Anything that comes in from anybody.
And there you go.
Scary.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break just before 8 o'clock, but definitely going to be talking more about this on the other side. Posted the article at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. A New Mexico candy shop selling meth-looking candy in honor of Breaking Bad, the TV show filmed here. In fact, it was the very candy store that sold the candy to begin with to the show as the prop. So
it's the actual thing.
Make it some bling off of that and let us know what you think. 505-338-3700 or Facebook. Mike Maines in the Branches right here on Static Radio, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hola.
Hey, to catch you up, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about this local candy shop in Albuquerque that used to provide the prop of crystal meth for the television show Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. And it got so popular, Bryan Cranston, one of the actors from the show, went on an interview with the Little Bags. And since then, the owner of the candy shop said, hey,
that's a moneymaker.
I could make some cash. And she says she's been making about 50 to 70 bags a day. And that was before the story broke.
Right.
She said since then, she's had to make more because of the recent spike in interest. So people apparently excited about this, that a candy shop is making meth amphetamine looking candy.
Yeah, so we want to know what you think.
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Bonnie, and I have twin teenage boys.
Okay.
And I just think it is sending such the wrong message to teens, to kids, little kids, and even adults.
Yeah.
The whole show, in my opinion, is nothing but glorifying drug use.
Right.
And it's really, really sad that that's what our society has come to. And in a Christian perspective, I guess, I just wonder, what can we do? I mean, it's out there. You know, we can keep our kids from watching it, but what can we do? What else can we do?
I think talking about it like this, educating people on it, because you're right. I think condoning something like that, you know, definitely not purchasing it.
Yeah, well, definitely talking about this is going to be helpful. We actually talked about that yesterday with Pastor Scott Tom. We talked about things that are uncomfortable to talk about.
Yeah.
And this, though it's not uncomfortable to talk about, it's good to talk about because we need to have an educated opinion on it, not just some off the top, oh, yeah, that's totally okay type of opinion.
Yeah, because obviously it's very popular. She's selling 50 to 70 bags a day.
Yeah, so people are obviously okay with it.
Some people are okay with it. And then who knows who that is? You never know. I can't fathom that. I can't imagine any parent saying, oh, this is hilarious and awesome. Here you go, kids. It's just candy. You know, I can't fathom that. However, it happens.
It happens, and it's totally happening here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So
you're right. Yeah, educating your kids and talking to them about it, why it's not acceptable. One thing about the theme of that show, Breaking Bad.
Thanks
for the call, I guess.
Yes.
Yes, she was done talking. 505-338-3700. One thing about the show, and I'm definitely not condoning it, but one thing about it that I've noticed, this theme as we talk about themes, is you see the breakdown of a man who went from being a teacher.
Family guy.
Family, doing it for all, you know, the quote-unquote right reasons.
Right.
You know, oh, man, it's it's not my fault and I have cancer and I got to start selling drugs, to where the show has progressed now to this just brutal,
yeah,
evil, and how it starts off with something so small, this one little compromise, and when sin is fully grown, leads to death, as it says in Scripture.
Yeah.
And the idea that, man, whatever you're battling, whatever you're dealing with, it, man, there's always today. You can always cut it off today, because I'm telling you, man, if you just keep letting it fester and keep growing and growing, as you've seen on this show, Breaking Bad, he goes from a guy who was just trying to help his family to now a man who is obsessed with money, with power, with everything that
right.
you see Walter White, at today. It's just, wow. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Shop in Albuquerque selling meth-looking candy modeled after the blue meth on AMC's TV show Breaking Bad. The meth-inspired candy, I guess. Crushed up and colored with blue dye, just kind of like the rock candy that you normally see.
Yeah.
The owner actually was approached by Breaking Bad when the show started and was the quote-unquote meth supplier for the show. And she thought, man, since it's become so popular, why not sell it in the shop? So she started selling candy that looks like crystal meth. So we want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700. We've got a lot of comments on Facebook to get to. We'll get to those in just a second. Static.
Dude, the show is brilliant, but the guy, whoever's selling the candy that looks like it, is also kind of brilliant, but...
It's a moneymaker, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what makes it so brilliant, is, like, this show is so big, and people won't even eat the candy product. They'll just probably set it up and just keep, you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know, but that, I mean, they're both brilliant, but in a way, the candy shop, that's kind of, that's a tricky one, man.
But is it worth it? You know what I mean? Like, the idea
I personally wouldn't do it. I wouldn't tell my son to buy a bag of it, or, you know, my daughter or anybody.
Right.
But he is providing for his family.
That almost, it's funny, because that comes around to the basis of Breaking Bad, the show.
Yeah.
Chemistry teacher who gets cancer, wants to leave money for his family, and starts cooking crystal meth, you know, and it's sad, because in this society, it's kind of become a, hey, man, whatever it takes to make ends meet, whatever it takes to pay the bills, to get things done. You look at shows like Breaking Bad, shows like Dexter, serial killer, but it's like, hey, he only kills murderers who, you know, the justice system has failed. So it's okay because he's killing bad people, you know? And it's like, that's where we're at. That's what TV shows are teaching us right now, that sin's acceptable as long as, you know, it's for a quote-unquote good cause, you know?
Yeah, and what's weird to me is that this candy shop has, I guess, had some questionable things
In the past. Yeah.
And
not the first time.
It's not the first time it's happened, but there's also other stores in the mall where kids can just freely walk into that have this stuff as well, where they're selling things with, like, drugs on it. You can see, like, a big weed flower on, like, the hat or something.
Pipes, dude.
Pipes.
Like, you can smoking pipes. And,
as long as you say you're just smoking tobacco out of them.
Right.
You can take it.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So
all right. Yeah.
Thanks, Pool Boy. Pool Boy from Crucis right there. And it's true.
Just
you're right.
Another thing.
Which is why education is so important to your children, because no matter what, we can try and try and try. And of course, we definitely still need to shield our children from things.
Right.
Protect our children. But also in that time, we need to be preparing them, because it is everywhere. No matter what, we need to educate our children so that they are prepared to face whatever it is, because we're not going to be around forever to say, hey, man, here's what's right, here's what's wrong, here's what's acceptable, here's what's not. They're going to have to make their own decisions at some point. And so as long as we've instilled that, I mean, Scripture that I cling to as a parent of two boys and soon to be three boys is, man, train your child up in the way that he shall go, and when he's older, he will not turn away from it.
Yeah.
And that is my every morning daily prayer over my boys, is that God would just, man, be first and foremost, and that he would continue to guide them. And
yeah, and without a doubt, all kids without their parents guiding them are going to think that this candy is cool. I mean, look at the candy cigarettes we grew up with, and always wanted those, because they were so cool that the powder came out when you blew
them. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I was just calling in just to comment about, you know, the candy being sold.
Yeah.
I do definitely see something wrong with it, but, and, you know, in the business of nature that we are now in society, you know, you have casinos, you know, you have certain stores that you can buy drug paraphernalia. I mean, I don't necessarily think of it as a bad thing. Obviously, there, you know, it's a money marketing thing for a person trying to survive, but I just think if you do speak with the kids and you are more open about that stuff, for example, stuff you never talk about with your kids, pornography, some parents don't even talk about drugs. My parents never talked to me about drugs, which kind of influenced me to give it a little experience when I was in high school. But, I mean, I definitely don't see anything wrong with it for a money marketing thing. But if the kids are aware of it, and, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. 505-338-3700. Do you agree? Do you disagree? He sees nothing wrong with it. Pool boy, you know, same thing. It's like, hey, providing this obviously is making cash. She said she sells between 50 to 70 bags a day. And since, you know, the national story broke, she's had to make more because of the spike in interest. Out-of-state fans coming to Albuquerque now to pick up these bags. She sells them for $1 each for these little bags. And so, you know, she's making, what, maybe $100 a day on this stuff now. So obviously it is a moneymaker.
Crazy profit.
But is it acceptable? We want to know your thoughts. 505-338-3700. Static.
Morning, Steve-O.
Morning.
Morning, Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, you know what? I'm kind of struggling with it because I'm a fan of the show. I think it's got just brilliant writing and stuff like that. And it's definitely nothing that my two boys would watch.
Right.
It's, you know, I am an active and considerate parent to my children.
That's good.
But, you know, one of your callers, I'm kind of on the fence about it. I think it's totally a novelty item. I think most people wouldn't actually eat the candy. I think they'd say, look what I got. I got one of those Breaking Bad bags, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And, you know, I was in a local donut shop just the other day, and they have a Breaking Bad donut, and it's sprinkled with the blue meth.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I'm sorry, candy.
Right. And, no, you're right, though. That's I saw the blue, whatever, I can't remember what it's called, but from the local donut shop, that they were the Breaking Bad donuts and had the blue candy sprinkled on top that looks like meth.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, Mitch just said it for me about the candy cigarettes. You know, I've always known the difference, and yeah, I thought it would be cool, and I didn't grow up wanting a real cigarette because I had my candy cigarettes or anything like that, but one of your callers kind of made it all worth it for me because she just made the comment just a few moments ago of, and now I have to talk to my kids and tell them not to eat anything blue in a baggie.
Right.
That makes the whole thing worth it.
Right.
If one kid is told, hey, don't eat the blue crystal stuff in the baggie, I think it's all worth it. And I'm just sad that it had to get to the rock candy for them to have that conversation instead of, hey, you know what? We live in an area that's pretty high on meth. And, you know, if you ever find a baggie of blue candy-looking stuff, don't eat it. Well, I hope it's candy, but I do hope they don't eat it. So that made it all worth it for me.
There
Thanks.
You go. Thanks for the call,
Thank
man.
You.
505-338-3700, the phone number. And he does bring up a good point about the donut shop. There's a local donut shop here who has the Breaking Bad donut. To me, it feels a little different in the sense that this is the candy store that sold the prop to the TV show, you know, to make their meth. And she's putting them in the same little baggies. I mean, it looks exactly like a little bag of meth you would get on the streets.
Yeah, and what gets me is that it's a prop.
Right.
And I kind of tend to side with most of the callers where it's like, this isn't a good idea.
Right.
But here's the thing. It's a prop. She has gotten the okay from Breaking Bad to sell this, which means that they think, hey, this is also
great
marketing. This is awesome.
Of course they do, because it draws more people to their show as well.
Right. It's marketing. It's all money. It's all media. Like, that's what's going to happen. They're going to do it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, okay, sex sells.
Right.
That's why it's on everything. That's why it's
everything.
Everywhere.
Right.
Why are people going to stop at meth? They're not going to. They're not going to stop at fake candy.
Yeah.
And or fake, real candy, fake drugs. Real candy, fake drugs. Yeah.
Now I'm confused. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi, it's Bonnie again. I hung up. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I like what Mitch just said. That's exactly what I was going to say. One word, desensitization.
Yeah.
It's the more we have it in our culture, the more people start thinking it's okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In one way or another.
Yeah.
So, you know, where do we draw the line? I mean, where's the boundary? And how much, you know, where do we stand up against things so that we say, no, we're different.
Right.
You know, we're not supposed to be like the world. We'd be in the world, but not of the world kind of stuff.
So, right, right. There you go. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
It's a big word because you're right. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere to a point where we're driving down the highway and I'm like, Jack and Luke, look to the left.
Yeah.
Billboards. Have you seen the new motorcycle billboard here?
I haven't.
There's a new campaign to watch out for motorcyclists because there have been a lot of motorcycle accidents in the area, right?
Look over your
shoulder. So it's always like, hey, watch out for motorcycles. So there's a new billboard in Albuquerque of a chick wearing a motorcycle helmet. That's it.
That's not a good campaign.
And she's covering herself kind of with her arms and it says, watch out for motorcycles. And I'm like, sweet.
Awesome.
Hey, 6 and 8 year old. Every time we drive near here, I want you to look out this window because I don't want you to see that, man.
Yeah, it's crazy what we have to censor, like things that are in broad daylight.
Right. Static. Hello. Sweet. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. We got a ton of comments on Facebook.
A few people have commented on the candy cigarette idea as well. Again, so Soulflower says, reminds me of when we were kids and they had bubblegum cigs. Probably not the greatest idea ever, as it will mask something bad as something fun.
Yeah.
So it may give people and the kids the wrong idea. And Liz says the same thing. She says, worst idea since candy cigarettes. And our parents bought them for us so we can play pretend.
Yeah, I had them when I was a little kid.
I got them like once.
Sweet. I'm like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Candy cigarettes.
Yeah, and Marie says, reminds me of the time when, you know, they came out with the candy cigarette. It's crazy. Everyone's just reminded of that. And is this just seems like another step towards just making everything else okay because candy cigarettes were, cigarettes are legal, but meth is not.
Well, and that's what Marie said. Anyway, it misleads me to think smoking was sweet.
Yeah. And that's why she struggled with it, struggles maybe, I don't know, to this day.
Yeah. I had candy cigarettes when I was a kid. I thought it was cool. I don't think that was the number one factor of me smoking because I did smoke. I smoked for years and thank you, Lord, haven't smoked in, almost a decade now because that was wedding present, like, hey, done, gonna knock that off. But I'm telling you, I don't know. What do you think? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hi, Kermit the Frog, you? I wanted to comment about the blue meth.
Yeah.
I'm tired of eating pork chops and bacon, Miss Piggy.
Is Kermit?
Is this Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog here.
Hello, Kermit. How's it going?
It's going good.
Wow. You sound like you have a frog in your throat.
I do.
Wow.
Terrible.
Kermit the Frog impression of all time.
Yeah, it was awful. It was obviously his brother.
that was not Kermit.
Yeah. Ryan says, for those with a Christian worldview, we can have but three responses to things like this in culture. We can receive it, reject it, or redeem it. Unfortunately, there are no redeemable qualities with us. Now we ought to use this to explain our worldview and hopefully share why Jesus is better than candy, meth, or anything else. But I feel like this is a rejectable item from culture. Just his two cents, he says.
Rejectable.
Rejectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Static! Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I'd just like to comment on the blue meth candy.
Yeah.
I just think it's totally insane. We're glamorizing something that is just so incredibly deadly.
Right.
I think maybe we can, instead of, you know, kind of like we are freaking out and we have a right to, but at the same time, I think we could slow down, think about it, and we need to find ways to let our kids know how deadly this drug is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe this is a wake-up call, and we can get people's attention and just show how deadly this drug is. I mean...
That's it. Yeah, you nailed it, because...
We see pictures of meth people, people on meth who are drug addicts, but realistically, these people are in our community. I mean, you have people with not only just bad teeth, rotten teeth, you have people with skin all falling off of their faces, and, it's not a joke. It, you know, we just have to start telling and letting people know that, hey, this is not a candy.
Right.
So maybe this is, you know, kind, it's awful to say, but kind of a blessing in disguise just to show, you know, this is not a candy, and we can really just be more vocal and not hide what it really is.
Yeah. Dude, thank you so much for the call.
That was a great comment.
She makes a great point. And here's the thing. You see commercials all the time on television. You know what I mean? Like the meth commercials, the... Ugh.
Yeah, it's crazy that this
huge campaign.
Huge campaign. Yeah, they're all over the state. That's not just by accident. It's because New Mexico actually has a crazy meth problem.
Yeah.
It's being made in places that we don't know. I grew up where I grew up for the latter part of my life, I guess.
Yeah.
I saw SWAT go out to houses regularly,
right,
to break out meth houses. And so this isn't a joke. It's dangerous and it ruins lives. And so maybe she's right that maybe this is a blessing in disguise. This is an opportunity to talk to our kids and to people around us about how dangerous it actually is.
Absolutely. Randy on Facebook said this is a very bad idea. 2.5 year recovered addict. This is a very bad drug. Giving meth any kind of credit is bad. If anyone wants to know how bad this drug, send me a message. I'd like to know who came up with the idea so I can talk to them and how evil this drug really is and messed up my life. Thank God he saved me. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal life, I've seen the effects of methamphetamines. It was rampant in high school, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's easy to get. There's no oat. It's awful. It's awful. Yeah. Like, that's what scares me, is that I could walk into a room and not know that anyone is doing meth because it doesn't have a smell. It scares me.
Yeah. Oh, you would know.
Well,
if you're around somebody on meth,
I knew that they're acting.
You would know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I knew by the way they're acting. But
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're a couple minutes behind. We got to take care of traffic.
There was an accident, might be cleanup now, westbound 40 at the river. The right lane and right shoulder was closed, so you'd have to get into the left lane there. There's also construction between Central and Burma and Tramway, as well as at Washington and Central. The lights are flashing red, so be prepared for that. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Rockin' breakfast and whatnot, and you never have to worry about the kind of candy that they'll sell at Solomon's Porch.
It's all good there.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that place. If you're just joining us, talking about a candy shop in Albuquerque who was charged with coming up with the prop for the television show Breaking Bad. And since the show started, you know, the first three seasons, they actually provided the methamphetamine prop, basically, for the show. And the owner decided, hey, you know what? This show's pretty popular. And now she's begun making it herself, this prop for general selling, mm-hmm. I guess, if you will. She said she makes about 50 to 70 bags a day of the fake crystal meth candy. And because of the recent spike in the interest to the show and to the story, she's been making more and more. It sells for $1 a bag, so she makes, I don't know, I'd say $100 a day
mm-hmm.
on this. And out-of-state fans coming, stopping in. They love the idea. This morning doesn't seem so the case with everybody calling in. So we want to know your thoughts, 505-338-3700. Hello, Static.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Roger. How are you?
Hey, good, Roger. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm calling in response to what you said about that billboard that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I know this kind of goes all together, but anyway, I don't even watch Breaking Bad because I can't take that actor seriously after him being the dad on Malcolm in the Middle. So anyway, when it comes to that billboard you were talking about, I was just curious, like, when do you, and I'm not a parent, but
right.
I hope to be one day, and so I was just kind of curious as to your take. When do you talk to your kids about, you know, sexual content, nudity, all that kind of stuff? Because, I mean, for me, when I was growing up, you know, any kind of commercial came on TV showing half-dressed women or something, my mom would right away, you know, hey, change that channel.
Yeah, change the channel, look away.
So I'm just curious, and I haven't come to a conclusion yet,
No, it's a great question.
Is exposure sometimes better to kind of explain to your kids, mm-hmm. hey, look, this is the naturalization of sex, and this.
Well,
is,
I'm gonna take it to the opposite extreme. I would never say, and I know you're not saying this, but I would never, you know, say sit my kids down and show them like a Playboy and say, you know, this part is this and this part is that and that is that and that's what this does. But you're right. When do we talk to our kids about that? We had Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship on the show yesterday, and this was the exact topic that we talked about, because my boys are 8 and 6, and according to one study I was reading on pornography, most children are exposed to pornography by the age of 8 years old. And so the question was, man, when do I talk to my kid about this? Lust as a man has been something in my life that I'd battled, that you know, as a dude, still struggle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you have to make that solid covenant with your eyes not to look lustfully after women. And so as a husband, as a father of young kids, men, young little dudes, that's the question that I've been wrestling with as well, because educating them on that is very important, but when, you're right. And I would tell you now, I don't know. I don't have the cross-the-board answer, but I will say this. My son, he's 8 years old, and last year he came home saying that he fell in love at 7 years old, fell in love, and I had to sit him down and talk to him about it, because he was sure that he was in love with this person in his classroom, and you know, had written a sweet note, and so we talked about what it meant to love and what a relationship looks like, and the idea of, you know, mommy and daddy and our roles and how what God has, you know, set us up for as husband and wife type thing. And right on, man. Are you ready to take on those responsibilities? You're going to need to get a job. Probably going to have to quit school, because you're going to need to provide for your family, because the purpose of dating, you know, is to prepare for marriage and this. And of course, he was completely overwhelmed and said, "Never mind. I'm good. I love you guys, you know." And since then, he's been cool in a sense. But yeah, dude, when do you talk to them about that? I'll tell you straight up from my personal life. I remember being in third grade and walking home from school with my best friend, walking in the Arroyo and finding a Playboy magazine in the Arroyo and not knowing what it was and being curious, looking over it, of course, going home with this really disgusting pit in my stomach, and that evening talked to my mom about it, who then had to talk to me because she was a single mom, and when does a single mom talk to a son about sex?
Yeah.
But that's it, you know, shielding your eyes, talking to the boys, telling them, here's why I don't want you to see that, because it's going to put these images in your mind that you don't need to have in your mind. And so when it comes to something like that, I mean, it sucks because it's kind of all over, and whether it's bikinis or whatever, this is a woman that's completely nude, you know? Yeah. And so it's crazy to me, you know? Yeah, she's covering herself with her arms, but that doesn't make it acceptable, you know?
It's not acceptable, but I think that Billboard has given you also an opportunity to talk to your kids about it.
Absolutely.
Not that I wish it was up for any reason. I wish that it was gone. I wish it never happened.
Right.
But there's an opportunity. So maybe, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. You can probably catch it on the podcast.
Yeah.
At mystaticradio.com. But we talked about it, Pastor Scott Tom, and he said that discernment, there's opportunities you have to be in your kids' lives.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, even a statistic was said by Pastor Skip this past week, and I think where most dads interact with their kids for 37 seconds a day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the statistic. And so we need to be actively involved in our kids' lives. That way we know when those opportunities are being presented to us.
Yeah, and it's scary because, you know, you ask a really good question, man. And what I don't want to do is be the parent that has to have the talk with my kid after they've been exposed, and when they come mm-hmm. to me, like I was, you know, to where it was like, hey, what is this, mom? You know, yeah. And blindsided, you know, my mom basically. And so, dude, sadly, in this day and age, earlier than later, you know, earlier than later, that last statistic about pornography, 8 years old, average child, sees it. And so we have to talk to our kids about it. We have to be real about it. They have to understand what it is. And, you know, for me growing up, I grew up in a place where sex was disgusting. It was vile. So save it for the one you love, you know. It was wrong, 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 evil, evil, bad, to a point where when I got married, I struggled with that, with intimacy with my wife, because I was raised with this idea that it was so wrong. Mm-hmm. It was so bad. Well, I still fell, you know.
And all of a sudden.
And so because of that, the icky feeling didn't go away when I got married. And so.
Because all of a sudden it's supposed to be
because
okay.
Because of the improper education, I guess.
Yeah. So.
Anchor and Braille. Song called Find Me, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Is it still morning? I thought it was like 9 o'clock at night by now.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Heavy show. If you've missed any of the show, we podcast it every single day. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings.
Yes.
And it's been crazy. We started talking about a candy shop here locally who is selling, rock candy that they were commissioned to make the prop for Breaking Bad for crystal meth. Methamphetamine, and she decided to start selling it as candy.
Yeah.
You know, why not? It's in little baggies, looks
it's
exactly like it does on the show. It's a prop.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say thankfully,
outcry.
We had a lot of people call in this morning who, yeah, standing against and saying, hey, man, not cool. Shane, I'll tell you what, Shane called in, and
he
if you missed
it.
The phone call with Shane, and I just encourage you to go listen to that, talking about addiction and the battles that we face and why it's not funny.
Yeah.
You know, there are people dying every day from this.
Right.
And turning it into a candy and quote unquote making light of it. I don't get it. Honestly, I don't. I don't see it. Normally, we kind of keep our opinions to ourselves and let everybody else comment. But I'm with Shane, man.
Yeah.
I don't think it's funny at all.
It's not.
Static.
Hey, Static. This is Karen. Hey.
Hi!
Hey, listen, I work with a volunteer group called the Duke City Darlings.
Okay.
And we went to a training seminar put on by the governor, or by the Attorney General's office, called the Anti-Meth Initiative Training.
Okay.
And I think they should send that candy shop to this meth lab training.
Oh, wow.
They told us everything about how it was made. The statistics on everything. It was intense. My jaw was on the floor the whole time.
Right.
I just sent you guys the information on the contact person and the phone number.
Oh, cool.
If anybody's interested in it.
Okay.
But it's put on by, like I said, by the Attorney General's office. It takes about, I think it was about 3 hours long, and it goes from the beginning of how you get hooked on it, how they make it, everything. And it's just jaw-dropping.
Right.
It's so easy to get addicted. These people are glamorizing it, and I don't think they realize what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
That is really cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but so I sent you guys the information, and it might even be good for you guys to check it out, just to have a heads up on what it is, what the signs are to look for somebody that's on meth. That's just starting.
Sadly, I wouldn't need to go through that because I can pinpoint it pretty easily because of my past. So,
I hear you.
So,
but it's easy to see someone who's been on it for a while.
Right.
But for somebody that's just getting on it, you can nip it in the bud.
Yeah. Dude, thank you so much for the call, Sonny.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Do you want to talk about this?
Well, it's a little bit more lighthearted.
Well, we're talking about shielding our children versus educating our children.
Yeah.
And we saw this story this week, and it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is the antithesis of Jersey Shore.
Yeah. So they don't have one of those in China.
Apparently not.
On Chinese beaches, the face kini is now in fashion.
The face kini.
And I feel like that'd be like Catwoman, goggles or something. No, because you know bikini.
Yeah.
Usually two
Got
piece
it.
Face kini. No, it's literally just like. Do they look like a Ninja Turtle or something? Like a Power Ranger.
Here's what they look like. You know, when you see race car drivers and they have the fire suit?
Yeah.
Head to toe, including the face. It almost looks like a ski mask over their head and covers their entire body.
The whole thing.
Their entire body. I guess on beaches nowadays, this is what they've resorted to in China because...
For a few reasons. Also, first, just to be modest.
Okay.
And also because they don't want to get tanned. They don't want to have any they want to be white. They want to be.
Wouldn't they look like raccoons though? Because they have like,
that's what I'm thinking.
Still like the eye hole.
They have eye holes. They have no holes and mouth holes.
It's just I feel like they would come out looking like a raccoon.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm looking at this picture and it does look weird.
The face kini.
The face kini, and it's in many cultures a tan doesn't imply health or leisure as it does here in America.
Right. Over there, the idea is if you have a tan, that means you work hard labor outside.
And then the peasantry, yeah, stuff like that. So it implies that you're lower in status.
So the fairer skin, the better.
Yeah, so preserving one's pale skin, the thinking goes, implies that you lead a pampered and successful life.
Ah, yes.
So that's what they're doing. They're wearing this face kini, and it makes me, like, they look dumb. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to straight up, they look... But I'm thinking that they're thinking the same about us in our tans.
Yeah.
Like, we look dumb.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine them watching Jersey Shore and feeling comfortable with it in any way, shape, or form.
I don't feel comfortable with it in any shape or form.
No, yeah.
It got me thinking, stupid things we've done in fashion. Like
like the face kini.
Like the face kini. And this is fashionable now, and it's super cheap, I guess, to me. It goes... for about $2.40, $2.50 for your face kini.
This is weird to me, dude. Looking at the child with the face kini
on. They can't be having any fun swimming.
They just look like they're about to go rob a store. Yeah, like, they really do.
They're going swimming.
But
they have like their
the
little
ocean.
Floaties. They're in the ocean. But that can't be fun swimming. Like, you got to worry about keeping that stuff on because, like, it's crazy. Like, we don't wear... Have you ever jumped in a pool, like, fully clothed?
Yeah, like to save a child.
Or just...
Did you not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your clothes are very heavy afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're wet.
Right. So, can you imagine wearing clothes all over your body and
including
jumping?
Your face?
And including your face and trying to go swimming?
Right.
Yeah, probably not.
New trend
not.
In China. How quickly until you think it's going to make its way to America?
I don't think it will.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't want to sport a face kini? You don't want to look like a Power Ranger?
No.
All right.
So, but I'm thinking, like, what about, like, things that we will look back in 10 years and think that was dumb?
Hopefully, as we talk Jersey Shore, the haircut.
Oh, that thing is awful.
It looks like the upside down mushroom or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know
what it's called.
I don't know how they make their hair
thing right now.
I don't know how they make their hair stand up like that.
That and deep V-necks.
Deep V's. Oh, but what about like 10 years ago? You're like, wow, what was I thinking? Like now, 10 years, looking back 10 years ago, you're like, I wore that. Were you ever like a fan of parachute pants?
I was going to say JNCO jeans.
JNCO jeans.
Where three people could jump in because they were so huge. I had to put like tape on the back of my shoe so that I wouldn't like step on my pants.
The tape or the staples.
I seriously would do that.
Yeah. No, I know. That's not a joke.
Oh, Lord, thank you for redeeming me.
From JNCO pants.
From JNCO. It's 9:15 now. Got to take care of traffic.
The Washington at Central, the lights are flashing red.
Okay.
They were at some point. Anyway, there's also construction on Central and Burma at Tramway, going to Tramway. Let's see if there's anything else. There might be. Road construction, the left lane is closed on Manal between Wyoming and Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Talking about the face kini.
You know what I think we're going to regret now? And I'm seeing it a lot in girls. I'm not really fashion forward. I do like to dress nicely.
Okay.
But I'm not really fashion forward. So friends of mine are, like, they love... Did I interrupt you? I don't know.
No.
I just started talking again.
No, I'm not fashion forward either, so I'm like,
but some of my really good friends are. So, like, I am not understanding this really long dress, like, skirt type thing. So, it's like, it's a skirt, and it looks nice, but they're really, like, old style status. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they're really, really, really
like
long.
Like you work at an antique shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little house on the prairie.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, right, but I don't get it. Or wearing just any type of...
Maybe it's because you're 3 feet tall and you
so
could probably wear that from shoulders to the floor.
I was thinking about it. I might make a trend.
Yeah.
No, or just wearing skirts, regular skirts, and then
shoes. You're talking to me about skirts. You
shoes,
realize that, right?
Yeah, shoes
I have
with
no
socks.
Idea what you're talking about. Okay.
Like sand or nice
what?
Like heels with socks.
I can't believe it. I can't believe she would wear that. I don't know what I'm saying.
What?
Dude, jeans, t-shirts, and hoodies for life.
Did you ever wear parachute pants?
No.
Are you lying to me?
Those are the ones with all the zippers?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Parachute, like, they're like
big. Like MC Hammer pants?
Not nearly as crazy as his, but something like that.
Yeah.
You didn't?
No, I can't. I mean...
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, because I don't know what parachute pants are. I'm going to go out on a limb and say no.
You know what parachute
MC
pants
Hammer
are.
Pants. Yeah. What I'm gonna call. No.
They're a little bit.
Parachutes.
Yeah.
Bawa to Bawa in Maryland.
He says... Parachute pants. See, right away.
Had parachute pants in high school.
They're very in.
Mm.
Things like that. And I've seen them come back. Like, the Biebs is totally wearing a form of parachute.
Oh, denim jackets with the collar flipped up.
You don't like those? Because they're... What's coming back? What's in now is every style kind of merged.
Yeah. Like, and threw up on itself. I don't like the flipped up collar at all.
Oh, it's annoying.
I'll tell you that right now. I'm sorry. So my kids, I'm like, put your collar down. You just look sloppy to me. It just looks like you forgot
to fix
your collar.
They probably did.
I'm not. I'll never be a fan of that. Ever. You know what I am a fan of?
What?
So Say We All.
That's a good thing to be a fan of.
Local band. They're actually playing a show soon. We posted the details at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We did.
Latest from them right now. 21st Century Digital Boy. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Right here on Static Radio, 928 now. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's us.
We are hanging out with you. Our dear friend Shane just walked through the studio.
He did.
To give us a hug. Dude, it is. I'm not going to lie. It has been a heavy morning.
It has, and I don't know how to get away. I need to go to sleep now. Start over again tomorrow.
Take a nap. Just, you know, man, tomorrow's a new day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great show this morning. If you missed any part of it, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast it.
Yep.
We get it up there.
And just a reminder, we are not having a sticker stop today.
That's right. It is Wednesday. Normally, we are out and about in the community every Wednesday rocking a sticker stop, but we are putting it on pause for one day.
Yeah, we'll be out tomorrow. Celeste and I will be out at the Static Gazebo, actually, at UNM for their welcome back days from 12 to 2. That's a whole other hour. That's an extra hour. So 2 hours, we'll be out there. We'll have the decal. I'm not sure about the paper. Cross your fingers. If maybe we can have the paper in hand.
Yeah,
new static paper.
New paper is coming out in just a few short days. So we're trying.
We're hoping.
Early.
Yeah.
First edition.
We'll see. But we'll also have plenty of giveaways, including a few of the P86 CDs.
Yes.
So come on by. We'll be there from 12 to 2. By the duck pond in the Static Gazebo.
Yeah, brand new static paper. Brand new P86 record, which
yes.
Last I checked on iTunes, it was number 3 on the rock charts.
Yep.
Which was just great, dude.
That's
it was
so good to hear.
It's exciting to see people like Andrew Schwab who've been in the biz.
Didn't they do a Kickstarter for that?
For so long, yeah. This was their first Kickstarter, that, you know, tooth and nail before. They've been through so many different... like record deals. They went to Atlantic. They were back to Tooth and Nail, and just and just the way that the monster of the music industry is, to see them like step out on their own, do something funded by the fans, and to see the support it's gotten already has been absolutely tremendous.
That's so cool.
So really excited to see that. Number three on the rock charts.
Yep.
Yesterday. New Project 86. And we talked to Andrew Schwab yesterday about the new record and a new book he's got coming out here in just a few short weeks.
Guess we'll talk to him about that as well when it comes out.
Yeah, as soon as that comes out, we will talk to him. But if you missed it, we have that podcasted as well.
All of it.
So, yeah, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Get there. Check it out. We're going to keep the music going. Tell you what.
Sounds good. I need some music.
There you go.
In my mind.
Latest from the Temper Trap, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Shiny Toy Guns, Waiting Alone. That one going out to JD.
That's right.
There's your song, bro. That's your request. He said he didn't care what the song or the artist was.
Just play a song.
Just play a song. But I remember in the past he would request that song.
There you go.
So there it is.
It's a good one.
Shiny Toy Guns. It is Steve-O and Mitch. Just about coming to an end. You know, I'm like torn between the two topics.
I think we should end with something on a better note.
Okay, yeah. Jason Brown on Facebook posted a story, which was actually what we were going to talk about this morning.
Right.
But we've been talking about just gnarliness this morning, thanks to, you know, local candy and donut shops. If you missed it, mystaticradio.com/mornings for the podcast. But, you know, most people right now either podcasting us at work or listening through the Static app. In fact, Mary said, I love having this Static app at work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is really cool that we even have such a thing.
Yeah. If you didn't know, we have an app. You can download it at the App Store or at the Droid Market. We have it for both.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out. There's actually a recent update for those of you who are like, oh, well, it was crashing on me. I'm not. There's an update.
It's been fixed.
It's been fixed. So the app works amazingly now.
Yes.
And I'm excited. It's free. Did I mention that? So free Static app. You can check it out either by going to our website. There's links directly to the iTunes.
Right, or just searching My Static Radio in the store.
There it is, Static Radio, check it out. But, you know, for everybody listening at work right now, you know, we're still working.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it seems like this is the coolest job in the universe, which a lot of times it is.
It is.
Days like today where we talk about heavy things or we see these news articles about child care directors
being crazy,
encouraging kids to fight. You see a lot of gnarly stories.
It gets depressing.
They can kind of get you down and sometimes make you enjoy your job less. So I found a study and I found five things you can do, basically. If you hate your job, hate's a strong word. But according to the Society for Human Resource Management, only 29% of workers between the ages of 31 and 61 say they're very satisfied with their job. The other 71% are either somewhat satisfied or not satisfied at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, hump day.
Yes.
You're probably hating your job more than usual today for some reason. So here's something from Forbes magazine to help you. It's five things you should do if you just can't stand your job anymore. Number one, start by doing a quick self-assessment. That means figuring out why you hate your job. Have you always hated your job? Did you just recently start hating it? Do you hate it because of coworkers, or is it your actual job itself? Writing that down. According to one expert, you should make a list of pros and cons of your job and what you would want, what you desire in a job, and what you would want in your next job. You might realize that if you change a few things around in your current job, you actually won't hate what you're doing as much as you think.
Right, and that's the same goes for me just wanting this day to be over.
Right.
Every
right.
day. Oh, I just want today to be over. I want to go to bed. Why? Mm-hmm. Do I just always want to be in bed? No, it's my state of mind, and I just need to change it.
Right, absolutely. So rock out the pros and cons list. Check it out. Number two, try to figure out why you're not happy. For example, if you want to quit because you're always stressed out, changing your job may or may not help that. Chances are work isn't the only stressful thing in your life right now. And some people blame their job for more stress than it really creates. So if you're not happy in general, switching jobs probably is not what's going to help you. Or maybe it will. You just need to think long and hard about it before you do anything. Don't make a drastic decision. I think, again, going back to number one with the pros and cons could probably help with that a little bit.
Yeah, and in America, we always just want, like, everything to be fast. We're not patient.
Right.
We just want to be instantaneously happy. And so we think we can achieve that by moving to the next step.
Now, number three is a little more difficult,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think this one's tough. Number three, next step, they say, talk to your supervisor if you're unhappy with your job. Right.
You have to be careful.
They say once you have a good handle on why you're not happy, they say you should talk to your boss about it. He might, they might, she might be able to improve your situation, and it might be easier for them to do that than you think. Now,
that stresses me out.
That stresses me out too. Like going to your boss and saying, hey, bro, if you guys could just, you know,
make me happy.
Make it. Here's how I'm not happy. Here's why. I think a good solution would be A, B, and C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you never know. Maybe.
Well, that, if you go into it like that, but here's the thing. If you're at work, there's not really a whole lot of room for you to bring your emotions into it.
Yeah.
And for you to be whiny and cry and, or just, you know,
angry.
Or,
yeah.
Anything that's of the negative side. And so if you're going to do that, then you should probably make a list and make sure that you have everything properly planned out and what you're going to say so you don't let your emotions take hold, because then it gets awkward and you get in trouble.
And I think that's why it's number three. Like, once you have a good handle on why you're not happy, you know, once you've done the quick self-assessment, once you've figured out why it is that you're unhappy with where you're at, then talk to your supervisor. Number four says, do not be unprofessional.
Oh.
Even if you do decide to leave, Don't be unprofessional.
Don't
that
burn
way,
bridges.
You don't burn any. Exactly. You don't burn any bridges. You still have good references. Plus, if you change your mind and stay, you won't be embarrassed about anything you did while you were on the fence.
Yeah.
You know, when you get frustrated, there's definitely times
make
where.
Split decisions.
Yeah, you can get frustrated and say something that you don't mean or do something. And then because of that, you're like, oh man, down the road, you're dealing with the consequences of those things.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can suck.
Turns out this is a great life list.
Yeah. 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 Don't be rash. Number five, look for opportunities with your current employer that you might enjoy more. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a different position at your job. It might just be a new project you want to be a part of, something you're excited about. It seems like adding more to your workload will make your job worse. But if it's something you actually enjoy doing, it could make your whole job more tolerable.
Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's it doesn't matter true. If you're adding to your workload. If it's something that you enjoy doing, maybe you're stressed out and you're tired because your workload right now, maybe it feels mundane. Maybe you just feel like you're not really doing anything. Maybe you feel like, man, it's the same every day.
Yeah.
Not really progressing or doing anything different.
Yeah. And if that's you alone, then it's a change your state of mind thing. But yeah. I've worked at places where everyone who works there besides the boss is like Debbie Downer.
Right.
Like, oh, this job totally sucks. Yeah, I'm looking for a job. I have an interview here, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so maybe this is like a thing where you said Pastor Nate Heitzig said, be the thermostat.
Yeah.
You want it, everyone's going to be crashing if everyone else is crashing as well.
Yeah.
And so maybe just be happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be optimistic.
Good list coming from Forbes. Five things you should do if you hate your job. Number one, start by doing a quick self-assessment. Number two, try to figure out why you're not happy. Number three, talk to your supervisor. Number four, don't be unprofessional. And number five, look for opportunities with your current employer that you might enjoy more. I love it. And it's helpful because no matter what the job is, grass is always going to seem greener elsewhere, because even here, we have a fantastic job. We get to work in ministry. We work with like-minded people who have a desire, a passion to see Christ's name made famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's exciting, but that doesn't mean there's not seasons where it's tough, where it's like,
right.
All right, morning show. Hey, Mitch, what do you want to talk about tomorrow? You know, we try and get our show prepared the day before. We try and get things in order and together. But it can seem mundane at times. Like, okay, what's tomorrow? Okay, tomorrow, I know we're going to be talking to this person. We're going to do this. We've got the same thing over and over and over.
World still sucks.
Even in an amazing job like this, there are times where you can feel like, well, less than stoked about it. So it's always good to take these assessments and figure things out. You never know where God may be moving you or what he may be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I agree.
All right. That's it for us. We're out of here. And if you missed any part of the show today, I highly encourage you to check it out. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. You can download the podcast. We do it every single day. And we'll see you guys again mañana.
See.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.